show right here on the Hockey This Week radio network, broadcasting live from our studios here in New York and Los Angeles. My name is Paul Cuthbert, manning the board here in New York. It's time to bring the host of the California Hockey Show on right now, and that is Mr. Steve Palumbo. Good afternoon to you, Steve, in Cali. Good evening here in New York. How are you?
Good afternoon, Paulie. I am doing fantastic, and yes, I am your host, Steve Palumbo, coming to you live from beautiful, sunny Southern California. Nothing like a 95-degree day on the eve of a huge playoff series here for the Anaheim Ducks. But right now, Paulie, let me tell you something real quick. The city of Anaheim has gone completely bananas, and not just Anaheim, the all of Orange County. Not so much in L.A., you know, they got the Kings thing going on, but I can't tell you how impressed I am with how much the team is being supported right now. Obviously, the team hasn't been past the second round in a couple of years, and just like the players have said, this feels like a completely different year, something a little special about it, and I think the people in Orange County are starting to buy into that. The Ducks have got this Paint It Orange campaign that they've been kind of blowing up social media with, and you can kind of see its effects rolling out. Everything in Anaheim and Orange and all the surrounding cities painted in orange, giant Ducks logos. You got the Ducks street team out there. They had a flag thing at the Honda Center today where you pull up and buy your flag to support the team. They're showing up, giving out T-shirts. So a lot of excitement here on the eve of what would be an extremely important series for both the Anaheim Ducks and the Calgary Flames. How's things going with you over there in New York? I know you guys got a big game coming up tonight too.
Yeah, man, obviously first round over, the 16 drops to 8, and it's great to see what's going on. I guess they're not going bananas, Steve. They're going oranges out there. It's that's exciting. It's great stuff. The Rangers over here in New York, the last New York team standing here is not painting the town blue, but they're getting fired up at MSG tonight, no doubt about it. Maybe we'll get into that a little later on. Love to get your thoughts on the East Coast side of things. But, hey, this Calgary Flames team, taking care of Vancouver and setting this up, and the Ducks getting a little bit of a rest here. And, we talked about it last week, and maybe, a really stepping stone for Freddie Anderson for, him against Winnipeg. So, things are good here, man. We're getting ready for the second round, and you guys are getting ready out there. So it's all good stuff, man. Where do you want to start? That's what I want to say.
We got to start, obviously, here with this series, and just kind of, I want to briefly talk about how the series ended there for Calgary taking out Vancouver. Obviously, it was nice to see the series go a little bit longer and the Ducks get a little bit of rest. And you look at the way Calgary finished off Vancouver. They fell behind in that game six when Vancouver's trying to force their way back into the series. And then all of a sudden, Calgary did what they do best. They just turned on those jets and just started scoring goals and blew out Vancouver. And I think that is one thing. That game six, if you sat and watched it, that's one thing the Ducks have really got to watch out going coming into the series, is the speed of that young team there and the amount of balance that they're getting from all the forwards. And I'm telling you, man, this is exciting stuff here. You got the game puck drop in about, little less than 4 hours here. And it's going to be really interesting to see how these teams are going to kind of be prepared for each other. You know, the Ducks have had a long layoff, and whether that's going to help or hurt them. But I think in this circumstance, it gives them a little bit of time to kind of study up on their opponent, whom they're already familiar with, and also gives them a chance to get healthy and get guys like Nate Thompson and John Gibson back in the lineup. So really looking forward to seeing how this first couple games kind of plays out here in Anaheim. You know, when you guys in the East Coast check out here in the West Coast, I don't know how familiar you are. I know you're kind of the late night special guy. You stay up late watching the games. What kind of impression do you got when you watch a team like Calgary, a young team? They're using they do have some veteran presence, but they're getting most of their production from the youth. How do you think that's going to balance up against a team like Anaheim that's a grinding team with a lot of veterans, especially up front?
Well, Stevie, what I've been saying here this week is Calgary's playing with house money. There's a couple of great storylines here, obviously, with Hiller and Nett here playing his old team. There is the young kids that kind of got nothing to lose here. I watched that last game against Vancouver and the Canucks being up 3-0. And, I'm sitting here pretty going, because I picked Vancouver in my bracket to go 7. I said, oh, they got this. They're going to bring this back to Vancouver. And then, like you said, they open up the floodgates here and everybody gets involved. And it's, what I love about this more than anything about Calgary is that they've, like I said, they've got this nothing to lose type of attitude, and it starts with their coach Hartley. I mean, they're building it there, but and I think that's going to be great between him and Boudreaux, those types of personalities. But, you know, yeah, the big bad Anaheim Ducks, they've got the big names. And again, I think key in terms of goaltending, we've talked about on the defensive end, too, here for the Ducks. And maybe we'll get into a little bit more. I want to ask you a little more about your confidence in the defensive core here. But, you know, I Calgary's got nothing to lose, Steve. And I wonder if that's dangerous. What's your thoughts on that in terms of them basically having nothing to lose here playing the Ducks, where, you know, maybe that wasn't so much the issue with the Jets. They maybe thought, you know, that they had a chance to maybe beat them. It was a little more of a confidence thing. I don't know. I don't know about the Calgary Flames on that level yet. Have you heard anything?
No, not particularly. But to your question about, you know, this was one that the Calgary Flames are an opponent that when I saw kind of what was going on, they make me nervous, especially from an Anaheim perspective, because they've only gotten better. They seem to be coming into their own. And, you know, you mentioned Bob Hartley and, you know, just reading through his quotes and listening to him in the post game and kind of the way that his demeanor, and you can see that the team is following his lead. He's cool, calm, collected, and he's extremely confident, and he's got a lot of faith in his bunch. And you know, he's kind of, you know, that's kind of trickling down. And Calgary is kind of one of those teams that, you know, you just never know with this team. But the way that they kind of went about their business, getting into the playoffs and kind of taking care of business with Vancouver, which Vancouver was a team that also had a lot to prove after the, you know, the bad year they had last year, and to be able to dismiss them. And now you're coming in and facing, you know, the big bad, like you said, Anaheim Ducks, the team who's won the West a couple years in a row, and a team who's won the Pacific Division 3 years in a row, and a team who's historically beating the snot out of Calgary. You know, it's been something almost 10 years since Calgary's actually won a regular season game inside the Honda Center. So I think those are types of things that the Flames are gonna feed off of, and I think that's what makes them dangerous, because they have a lot of motivation, a lot of things that they can kind of, you know, put their hat on and say, you know, this is, we want to do this because of this, we want to do this because of that, and you know, seeing how game one's going to play out, that's going to tell a lot about how this series goes, because I expect that team to kind of come out with something to prove and try to quiet the fans in Anaheim. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I guess my first question to you on that matter too is how do you think the matchups are going to play here? You know, you look at the last series of Winnipeg, and you know, the banging and the hitting is one thing, you know, but you got to have your guys finish, and that's what Anaheim did in that first round, is that, yeah, they were down, but they were able to finish there. But what stands out collectively, is it one or two guys? Is it the way that, you know, the Calgary attacks? And can, because let's say it this way, Steve, the attack from Calgary is going to be different from Winnipeg. So take it from there. I mean, what do you think is going to stand out more different? That's terrible English. What do you think is going to stand out differently between Calgary's offense and Winnipeg?
Well, I think one thing that's going to stand out is the speed and the way that they forecheck. They're very aggressive on the forecheck. They get in there and they just kind of get in there, move it around, and look for the opening and score goals. They're, you know, and we had talked about this before, and I'll kind of go into a little bit, is the way that the Ducks defense handled things with Winnipeg. That was a very physical team. That was a very physical series. I expect that to carry over with the Ducks being physical to try to slow down the speed of Calgary up front. But I think where you're going to see the Ducks kind of adjust a little bit is utilizing their young defensemen and the speed that they possess. You know, they're following the tutelage of one of the greats of all time, one of my favorite defensemen of all time, Scott Niedermeyer. He's been working with those young defensemen. I think this is where you're going to see some of that kind of come into play, and the way that they can kind of keep up and counteract the flow of those Calgary Flames. So that is one big difference I think we're going to see. You're going to see a lot more involvement from the Ducks defense as far as how important role that they're going to play in matching up with Calgary. Now, as far as up front, I don't expect a whole lot, you know, to change. Nate Thompson's going to get back in. The Ducks haven't officially come out and said it, but he has been practicing on the fourth line, so that's going to be one change there. You're not going to see a whole lot of change in the defense, and I expect the Ducks to continue to use their size and throw the body around and kind of wear down Calgary. And I think if the Ducks can do that, themselves in the penalty box too much, but continue to kind of wear down those forwards, that's where you're going to start to see the momentum and the kind of the game kind of swing into the Ducks' favor.
And, you know, I guess, you know, you asked me earlier about the East Coast side in terms of watching this. And I guess, you know, Calgary's been one of those teams where definitely for the last couple of years here, Steve, you know, myself and Mike here talking on the Red Line and everything, like, we kind of laugh at the Calgary Flames. You know, we couldn't even believe we were talking about them this year. And that's basically
right.
What's progressed here. And so, you know, Johnny Gaudreau here and obviously, you know, Hudler having a great season. And then, you know, Hiller we talk about and then, you know, some of the other key guys. So sometimes it's like, you know, I myself not familiar with this Calgary Flames team. Now, forgive me if you brought this up early, but, you know, I know they've had a bad record in Anaheim, the Flames. But in terms of games that you saw this year that they played each other, anything you can take away from that? And they all want to get back to before, too. And I think it's great about the Ducks, too, this year, Steve, and about their size. And I say the big – it's weird that I said the big, bad Ducks. And I think that's for the first time. They have that kind of swagger now. You know, they play big time. And getting a guy like Kessler in the lineup, too. And you know, like I said, Freddie Anderson getting more confident here. I think that's the kind of approach – and that's the key, I think, to what the Ducks' success is going to be here maybe in this series, that not only being big and playing big off the puck, but they've got some skill to finish.
You know, they played five games head-to-head this year, and the Ducks took three of them. You know, one of the losses, I think, was a shootout loss. But, you know, so you could tell that things are kind of swaying where Calgary was becoming more competitive. They're definitely – whenever these two teams get together, there's a lot of feistiness. It's up tempo, and it's extremely competitive. So just by going through the preseason or the regular season stats, you know, you can tell that the teams are going to be, it's going to be a competitive series. You know, I was reading something and I thought it was pretty funny, talking about analytics and how, Calgary is one of the worst analytics teams as far as puck possession and, you know, shots and that kind of stuff. But look at what they're doing here. And they're doing a lot of those things, that they kind of remind me a lot of the ways of for the big goal, and they also have a tendency to come back at the end. But, you know, you can't really read too much into the regular season when it comes to this. I think it's a completely different team now. I think you're seeing, you know, that they've brought in, you know, some of their younger players are getting way more ice time, a guy like Sam Bennett and the like. And so they're in here making a big difference. And you got, you know, Hiller between the pipes, who's been playing really well. He's been solid. Now, when you talk about the physicality of the Ducks and the big, bad Ducks, and the Ducks definitely have a different swagger about them than they've had in past years. You know, this is a veteran, there's a good, solid veteran leadership core here that is keeping this team grounded, and they're quietly being confident. You won't see a whole lot of celebrating from them. You didn't see a whole lot of celebrating in the first series, a little bit there with the overtime goal and the Silverberg goal late in game two, but you saw a very, very reserved team. But this is a team that's on a mission. This is a team that's very focused. This is a team that has one goal, and it's to win the Stanley Cup. And right now, Calgary is just one of those obstacles in their way. It's just another day at the office. It just happened to be somebody who they're very familiar with and who could, you know, matchup-wise, in some areas, pose a bit of a challenge to them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I guess, you know, this is where you know, when a second-round series starts here, you know, and the new matchup comes up and you know, you can only pretty much base and you wonder sometimes, Steve, and I guess I'll throw this back to you, obviously, is, you know, the series that, you know, they had against the Jets here. And then you look at Calgary and the series they had against the Canucks, and you might look at the Canucks on that side, not having that physical toughness that the Ducks are going to bring to this series.
Right.
So you have to figure that on Calgary's side, Hartley and these guys, they're going to have to take that into consideration. And
absolutely,
with the toughness and the skill, I'd love to, you know, get into the goaltending a little bit here with you, too, if you don't mind.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. That's the meat of the whole conversation here, the subplot that's so thick, it's palpable, with Jonas Hiller coming back to try to take out his team. Yes. When you look at that matchup, you know, it's funny because we've talked about this, I don't know how many times, the situation with the goaltending in Anaheim. And last year in the playoffs, they had, you know, too many goalies. They had Hiller, they had Anderson, they had Gibson, and it was just kind of like, who's going to start tonight? I don't know who's going to get the start tonight. And so one of them had to go. Hiller's contract came up. Hiller went, signed that contract a couple years here in Calgary, and he's paid dividends for them. He's been a good, solid presence, and you know, I know it's going to be special for him coming back and facing his old team, but again, he's a professional and he's got his eye on the prize here. He knows a lot of the tendencies of these shooters. He's familiar with a lot of the Ducks players and the way that they, you know, the kind of the things they like to do. And that could potentially work in his favor. But then again, you can look on the other side of the coin. These particular shooters have on the Ducks side have had plenty of opportunities to shoot the puck against Hiller in practice, and they tend to know his tendencies. So that'll be really interesting to see how that subplot kind of works itself out there. And I think Freddie Anderson too has, you know, he continues to, you know, want to prove that he is the man. John Gibson's going to be back. So again, we're going to have that John Gibson kind of looking over his shoulder type thing that we talked about in the first series, but looking across, you know, the other end of the ice, there's the guy that he took the job away from, a guy that who spent 8 seasons in Anaheim. And now he's looking back at him and trying to knock him out. So there's so many cool things about this series, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. And when those first 20 minutes of hockey tonight, when that puck drops in Anaheim, that is going to be the opportunity for the Ducks to really make a mark on this series. They need to come out and kind of lay the hammer down and kind of let Calgary understand that this is big boy hockey. We had fun in Vancouver, but you know, we're coming in here and you're going to get knocked around, and you know, they got to lay the body to them and kind of dictate the pace of the game there. And it would be nice to kind of carry a lead. Both these teams like to, you know, play from behind, but it would be nice if the Ducks could gain themselves a lead here and kind of get into Hiller's head a little bit.
And do you think a guy I want to ask you about too, because, you know, I talked about guys you don't really know too much on Calgary. And then you look, you know, when Emerson Edom scored that goal in that last game, as far as I was concerned, it was the goal of the year for me. And, you know, where does he play into this team? I know he's only averaging about 9 minutes in the first, 9.5 minutes, the first couple of games, and then he went up around the 12 minutes to 10 minutes. Talk about this kid and how Boudreaux's using him and your thoughts on him and you know, where did he come from, and what's his storyline here with Anaheim, and how much do you think he's going to be used here in the series?
I think his role is going to continue to increase, especially if he continues to gain some of that scoring confidence, making moves like that. And it's funny, this is the California Hockey Show, and he is a California kid. You know, grew up in Long Beach, grew up playing roller hockey, and you know, now he's playing hockey in Southern California here. He's got a ton of skill. In junior hockey, he was minor league hockey, scoring goals like crazy. You know, it didn't kind of translate as well into the NHL, but you know, you're kind of seeing him gain a little bit of confidence. He's still playing on the fourth line, but he's going to be looked at as one of those guys to pick up some really important minutes to kind of, you know, let some of the guys with more minutes get rest. And he's going to be looked on as somebody who needs to produce, chipping a goal here or there. And as we saw with that beautiful goal, he has the ability to do it. And I think if you start seeing him kind of, you know, playing his game a little bit more, and Boudreaux starting to you know, gain a little bit more trust in him as far as defensively, you'll see him out there in more important situations and getting some more minutes. And hopefully he chips in offensively, because, you know, one of the things as we get later into the playoffs is matchups and the way that lines are going to match up and keying in. And you're going to look for those secondary scoring options. And I think Edom is one of those guys that is going to be really important for the Ducks to continue their march toward Lord Stanley's Cup.
No, no doubt about it. And Steve, you don't mind me asking too, I've got to ask you about the big guns here in terms of where they stand. You know, this is the California Hockey Show, and if it's, you know, the Ducks right now, like I said, in New York here, it's the Rangers, the last team standing here. And then obviously in the state of California, you got the Ducks here. You know, and the big names that are on the Kings and the big names that are on the Sharks here. And you go no further than Ryan Getzlaff here and Corey Perry. And then obviously Ryan Kessler coming aboard this year too. But talk about those two guys here. This is a great team, and, you know, they have to kind of look at this team as well. And even a guy like Boudreaux getting an opportunity here. This is another round here and another chance for these guys to step onto the stage. And you know, one way or the other, they get through Calgary. They got to play Chicago or Minnesota. Again, superstars on that team as well. How do you see these guys, you know, just their mindset for these playoffs so far?
Well, from what I can tell, I mean, these guys are really dialed in. I mean, Getzlaff's the captain of this team, and he's, you know, he won the cup when he was several years ago when Scott Niedermeyer was on the team and Solani, and, you know, now this is his team, and this is his opportunity to lead the team. And, you know, the team hasn't been past the second round. I think the Ducks are really looking at this particular round, this particular series, as a way for kind of their coming out party. And especially, you know, I know it means a lot to a guy like Ryan Getzlaf. He's an emotional guy. He's a big-time leader, and he produces in the biggest moments, and he'll take the team on his back. And I think you're going to see that kind of thing happen with this series. You know, I expect a huge series for him, and Perry just keeps on doing what he does. You know, the guy can score. He scores big goals. He gets in the right position. Getzlaf seems to find him, and he again, he's another one of those guys who – these guys are legitimate NHL superstars, and, you know, this is their opportunity to show the rest of the hockey world that's East Coast-centric that, look, here, we've got some stars out here in the West Coast, not just in L.A., but here in Anaheim, and look what we can do, and look what we've done with our team here. And I'm really looking forward to see how they respond. I know Getzlaf is really, really taking this personally and taking it upon himself to get this team far. So that's really going to pay dividends, and I think that you're going to see a lot of that in this series. So expect theories from him.
Yeah, no, I'm sure everybody's looking out for that because, you know, you talk about maybe the Central Division there, a really tough group of teams, and, you know, I just got to believe that these guys sit around the locker room and they go, wow, Sharks aren't around, Kings aren't around, Blues right. aren't around, Preds aren't around. Okay, you know, you look on the other side, yeah, Minnesota and Chicago's probably going to beat the hell out of each other. They've got a young team here, a team that wasn't expected to be in the playoffs. So talk about the pressure real quick here, Steve, on that side as far as them thinking that they're supposed to beat, just like they were supposed to beat Winnipeg, they're supposed to beat Calgary too.
Yeah, they are definitely the better hockey team, just like they were the better hockey team against Winnipeg, and they won. You know, at times they trailed, but they were able to find a way to come back and show why they were the better team win that series. I think there is going to be a lot of pressure on them because they're, you know, top to bottom. This is a better all-around hockey team. And whether they're going to start gripping their sticks too tight or any of that stuff, that's to be determined. But I think, again, that goes back to the way that the first 20 minutes of this game, this series is going to be played, and the Ducks coming out and dictating their pace of hockey and kind of putting their stamp on this. It's extremely important for them not to fall behind in the series. I mean, not that they couldn't come back, but I think from a competitive standpoint and from a confidence standpoint, it's important that they come out and kind of just lay the hammer down on them. And you know, I don't know if they're going to go into this game thinking, oh, man, if we lose to Calgary, this is going to be completely awful. Oh, man, we better do this, we better do that. I think they're just going to come in and play their same game and kind of let the pace of the game dictate itself and let them keep doing their thing. Now, this is a team that has shown whenever they've faced any kind of adversity, whenever they've been down in a game, whenever they've had injuries, they've always been able to overcome it, and I think this is just one more progression in that next step towards becoming an elite, you know, Stanley Cup, you know, contending team.
Yeah, I agree with you. They better win this series, Stevie. I'm telling you, they better win it. I'm going to blame the drought on the Anaheim Ducks. They can't lose the Calgary Flames.
All that water being wasted on the ice. Yeah, I have the Ducks and the Rangers meeting in the Cup final in my bracket, so they better get there too, just so I can give you a hard time when the Ducks win, but. Yeah, this has been an exciting playoff series or playoff all around, from, you know, the dramatic game sevens to even the sweep in Anaheim. That was a pretty exciting series. You know, you look over at the other series in the West, you kind of touched on it, Minnesota against Chicago. Minnesota I have going to the conference final. I just thought from the onset that there was something about this team that could carry them far, the way that Devin Dubnyk is playing. And he's continued to do it in the playoffs. Even after getting roughed up a little bit, he's been able to bounce back from that. And they're getting scoring from the big guys and Zach Parise. And then you look over at what's going on in Chicago, and they've got the goaltending situation with Corey Crawford and the other guy's name.
Darling. He's a darling.
Yes, Darling. Darling, yes. I think that could potentially – be something that is going to play against Chicago in the series. And coming from the watching Anaheim Ducks, whenever you got a situation in goal, especially this late in the playoffs, it could pose to, you know, could potentially be a threat. And I think right now Chicago's right for the pickings with Minnesota coming in and possibly knocking them off. What do you think about that series? How do you see that one kind of playing out?
I think the X factor in that series is Patrick Kane. I really do. I think that's the thing Minnesota doesn't have. I think, you know, you got a lot of experienced guys here in Chicago with Coach Q. Look, I love Mike Yeo. I love the Minnesota team. I'm pulling for them. If they get through, bravo. I'll be standing there cheering just as loud as everybody else. But I think Patrick Kane, just watching him come back in that series versus the Preds, the magic that he just puts on the ice, and no matter what you throw at him, how hard you hit him, and that just opens things up for the rest of the guys, Hossa and Toews and Sharp, and look what Duncan Keith does. I mean, you just have to keep your eyes on Patrick Kane the whole time, and that's what the Minnesota Wild are going to have to contend with. Yes, different factor for them this year is obviously having Dubnyk in nets when they had Brizgalov and all that chaos last year. So a little bit of a difference that way. And I think this is a stronger, tougher, more confident Minnesota Wild team. But I think in the end, it's going to be the Patrick Kane factor in that series.
That's a really good point. Yeah, we've thought, you know, we've touched on this before. There's a lot of weapons in Chicago, and you know they do have the ability to put points up there. But I just kind of the way, just from the body language and watching the way Minnesota's carrying themselves right now, I just there's something about this team, and you could throw analytics and all that crap out the window. This is all about a gut feeling for me, and just watching the way they play and the way that they've been carrying themselves, they just look like a team to me that is on a mission similar to Anaheim, and that they're, you know, they're not going to be denied. And I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out against Chicago. So again, a lot of fun. This is the time of the year that we get excited for, you know. I'm not going to talk about the East too much, but there's going to be some excellent matchups in the East there, and I'm really enjoying the way the playoffs are kind of panning out right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I also agree with you with the feel and the vibe for the Ducks this year too. There's no doubt about it. I think if they can really manhandle the Flames here, maybe get this series done in four or five games, get that rest again, and just boost their confidence, and hopefully they get to sit back and watch Minnesota and Chicago beat the heck out of each other. And, you know, Frederik Andersen has a good seat. You know, he's got to stay in nets right there, Steve. I mean, you don't want to get back into this back and forth. And hopefully Boudreau doesn't have to get into that situation. You hope he rides this whole series out. He comes out on top. And then, you know, the Ducks can sit back here and kind of rest and take on whoever comes through. Because I just, you know, it's my feeling, like, as a Ranger guy over here on the other side, when they played the Kings last year, I felt they were going to get swept, you know. But this year, that Ranger squad, it's different. Different mechanics. A lot of different things have lined up. So I believe you, man. There's a really good chance for your Ranger Anaheim prediction. And I think that will be a super series. Lots of hockey left to go through. But I definitely am with you. More confidence level in the Ducks, especially the way Freddie Andersen played, and a lot of come from behind games against the Jets.
Absolutely. That gives this team a little bit of the X factor. They have the ability to come back from anything. And I agree with you. Freddie Andersen has to be the guy, and hopefully he's not lit up to in a situation where Boudreau's got to yank him and bring in Gibson, because that's going to be no good getting lit up by Calgary. But I think he's got to be the guy if this team, you know, is going to go far. Boudreau's got to stick with them and just let his confidence continue to grow and ride him all the way to the Cup final. So it all starts tonight, so I can't wait for it.
Yeah, and I think they're going to have to give us all 3D glasses for this series. Obviously, it was the whiteout. It was all white when you guys went into Winnipeg, and now you guys are going to be orange tonight. And then when you go over to Calgary, it's going to be red. So if you're watching the game, we're going to have to freak out a little bit. Stevie, final thoughts here. Great show as always. Obviously, after tonight's show and getting into next week, we'll be three games in. And we'll have a good, feel for this series, where it's going. It'll be great. Two home games for the Ducks, and obviously one in Calgary before we get in the mic here with you. But everybody's got to know this is the California Hockey Show. You're the man here. What's your take before things get started? What do you call here for the series?
I definitely have Anaheim winning the series, and I'm gonna be conservative, and I'm going to go six games. I think that Calgary has enough in them to win a couple games here. It's more likely going to be a five-game series, but I'm going to go six games on that. So what do you got? What do you got, man?
I'm going to take the Ducks in five. I think they handle this series very well. I think they bring the young guys down to earth. and I think it will be a goaltending duel. I think Hill is going to play good, but I think eventually at the end of it, Getzlaf and Corey Perry and those young guys like Edom can show up here. I think they'll take care of business on the offensive side. And I'll take the Ducks in five. I won't give Calgary two games like you are. You're very nice, Steve.
I am. I'm very nice. I'm in a giving mood. But this has been another great episode. This has been the California Hockey Show. We're here coming to you live from California and New York. But that's going to do it for us tonight as we're getting ready to get for the hockey game tonight in about 3.5 hours. If you want to listen to us, you can always find the archives on HTW2.com, the California Hockey Show, on the Hockey This Week Network on HTW2.com. Thank you, Paulie. You can find me at Steve Palumbo HTW on Twitter. That's at Steve Palumbo HTW. Paulie, where can they find you on Twitter?
At Cuthbert Online, my friend. You know that, and my thousand of other Twitter accounts that I use to promote the network. Great stuff, Stevie.
Thank you, sir. Another great show. You have a great night, and go Ducks.
All right. We'll see you on the Twitter later during the game, buddy. Have a great night. Take care.
All right. Good night, everyone.